The second episode of the Netflix original series Daredevil feels a little bit different from the first. There's a little bit more action, there's a little bit more backstory, but all in all, it's still got some of the appeal from the first episode, but it ends up having a almost completely different flavor in the best way possible. So the first episode felt a lot like an episode of Law and Order with some extra action. This felt like Law and Order with Dexter and Oldboy. There's a scene towards the end of this episode where Daredevil, Matt Murdock, Charlie Cox, whoever you want to call him, he beats the crap out of like 10 people in a hallway. Same camera shot pretty much the entire way. If that's not an ode to Oldboy, then I don't know what is. But see, this is the thing. If you guys remember the Daredevil film, which a lot of people choose not to, it was a pretty good movie, but it had several huge flaws. Some of the cool stuff in it was there was nods to anime. There's a scene where he pulls out his tooth, where Ben Affleck pulls out his tooth in the shower. That's Ninja Scroll right there, you know? So it's like, Daredevil has always been entrenched in noir and pop culture, and it's always been relevant and cool. So to see it borrowing from Oldboy, to me, it's the right direction. And I love the flashbacks, and I love the lack of light in the show. It reminds me a lot of Dexter. But there's another element in here that's very different. The introduction of Claire Temple, a.k.a. Rosario Dawson, is great. Her and Charlie Cox work great together on screen. They form a companionship where they're basically going to help each other out, or she's going to help him. She's basically going to be his cut man. Whenever he gets beat up, he's going to go see her. It just adds a completely different element to the show, and she's beautiful. So with Deborah Ann Woll playing Karen Page, already a huge part of the show, and her relationship with Foggy Nelson, a.k.a. Fulton Reed, Eldon Henson, that developing and them becoming friends, and of course Eldon wanting more, but we'll see where that goes. There's engaging characters in this show. So even without Bob Gunton, without Vincent D'Onofrio, and Vondi Curtis Hall, who's going to be playing Ben Urich, not in the show yet, the first two episodes have felt similar yet different and have relied on different techniques to tell their stories. And because of that, it's an awesome freaking show. For people that just watch Netflix for like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black, this is just proof that like Netflix has got going on. The fact that they were able to get all of these people for this show, and for the storytelling to be this good, it just makes you want it. This is a show that you could absolutely binge watch. You could watch 13 hours of this show, like, one after another, if you really wanted to. It's that good. The storytelling is solid. It has a clear identity. It has clear tone. The pacing is solid. We care about these characters. And because we care so much about these characters, we're going to keep watching.